Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? It's your boy Mike Mitch along with Diva Mary Kay, Spiritual
Hey.
Female. What's going on? How you doing, my sister?
Oh, I'm doing very well. We about to get ready to eat, y'all. The food has been cooking all week, and the meat has been marinating, and we definitely want to bring it to you, man. So go ahead, get your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles, and let's get to the table, because welcome to the funeral, y'all. It's going to be some scenes since a couple of people died today. So, you know, we need y'all to go ahead and holler at us at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Pass the praise.
Yeah, we definitely want to start our show off with some prayer, man. There's a lot of people out there maybe hurting, you know what I'm saying? Need some encouragement, need some edification. So we just can go ahead and open it up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this medium to go ahead and present your word, to present who you are as our sovereign God, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Tsidkenu, you being the God that you are, that we serve greatly, Father, for you dying for our sins, for us having a place to come and repent, to come boldly to your throne and ask for forgiveness, Father. We just thank you right now for you bestowing blessings upon us, for you giving the Americator's vision and bringing me on aboard to help save souls for your kingdom, to help advance the kingdom in for your glory, Father. We don't do it for us. We don't do it so people can know our name, Father. We do it just so people can to know you and come to you. You say if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto yourself, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray that you continue to bless this show, bless those listeners, encourage people to come in, speak their peace, to give you praise and honor and glory on this evening, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Welcome to my funeral. Welcome to my funeral. Sometimes we gotta die in order to live, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what we're going in on that today is that's what we came with the name, Welcome to My Funeral, because sometimes we gotta die to our flesh, die to ourself, die to our own self wants and needs, and have to understand that, you know, if I'm in God's will, my will be what he wants for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do his will. So therefore everybody wins. So, but first, in order to do that, you have to die to yourself, man. So I'm going to let you go ahead and, matter of fact, I'm going to pass the praise over to you. We can get into that scripture.
Oh, most definitely. God has been so good and so blessing to us, and we just thank God on today. Yes, welcome to the funeral, because you have to die, and our scripture today is coming from Corinthians. Right now, I want y'all to call everybody up, text me your phone, let them know that spiritual feeding is now live. We all at the table eating, y'all, and we welcome y'all to come and
tweet
eat with us.
Facebook them.
Yes, we're going to tweet them, Facebook them, email them.
Knock on their door.
Knock on their door. Yeah, go get your neighbor. Go get your neighbor.
You
it's
know.
Definitely important. Send a bird with a kite. Do what you got to do to get them near. What better way to share your love and show your love for your family and your friends is bringing them to the scripture, bringing them to the Lord. How else can you really bless them? And this is how we get down each and every Monday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. We're going to open the show up with the with our scripture, which has come from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Again, therefore, if any man and woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Welcome to the funeral, y'all. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are to become new. You become new, your situation come new, your life, your peace come new, your finances come new, even your kids and your mates start acting brand new. Let's get into it.
Right.
Let's go, man. Y'all know how we do.
Looking nice, man. We're going diamond, baby, man.
Yeah,
Who can we turn to, y'all? Who can we turn to, you know, just welcome to the welcome in the things and understand that what needs to die? And when we say what needs to die, we're talking about our old ways, that flesh. And we talked about it on last week's show. We talked about salvation. And just to recap a little bit on it, salvation meaning you are salvaged to save something. You know,
right.
Is your life worth saving? Yes,
right.
It's definitely worth saving. Are you worth salvaging? Yes, you worth salvaging. But then once you accept Jesus Christ in your life as your personal savior, after you commit yourself to the Lord, it's like, okay, I got baptized, I got saved, now what? See,
right.
Now you got to start putting on that armor.
Right.
Now you got to start putting on that
yourself.
Armor. Yes, now you got to start preparing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So after you get saved, welcome to the funeral. Have a
right.
funeral. Have
right.
a funeral and give a funeral for those worldly things that you was involved with, because they must die for you to be able to have a personal and powerful relationship with the Lord. I'm going to pass the praise and we're going to bring it right back.
Yeah, it's just... getting to that scripture you was going into on 2 Corinthians 5:17, man, you know, I don't know about you, but I like new things. You know what I'm saying? I would love for my life to be brand new. You know, we love brand new cars, we love brand new shoes, we love brand new clothes, we love, you know, all these things that become brand new. You know, a fresh haircut, all that stuff becomes, you feel like a new man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you take on me, you know, that whole little swag you trying to go purchase, he said, I already bought that with my blood. You know what I'm saying? So now you got to put that on. You know what I'm saying? All that swag you trying to get. He said, like we had Jerk on the show last week. He had a swagger jack. You know what I'm saying? He said, jack the Lord for his swagger. Because that's what he wants you to. He wants you to bite him. He wants you to copy his image. He wants you to imitate him. He wants you to do things that he done and even greater. So, you know, when it comes to that, we got to die to ourselves, because nothing we can do can be in our own strength. You know, that's why he said we got to renew our mind. You know what I'm saying? We got to continue to cleanse our mind by the reading of the word, washing it with that word, because that's the word is what's going to clean us. You know what I'm saying? I want us to be without spot or blemish. You know, so that's my whole little outlook on 2 Corinthians 5:17. When, you know, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. My creator made me new. So therefore, I hear that. Let me go ahead and apply that to my life now. I got to start thinking another way. I got to start associating myself with different people like-minded. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, that's just what we have to do. Sometimes our friends can't go with us to where God is leading us to. So sometimes our blessings is not made for everybody. You know, everybody can't come into the things that God is bringing us into, because they just not who God placed in your life to be that support system for you. So therefore, you got to understand and get into that word and realize who God has intended to be in your life. And then don't be afraid to let them go. I know it's hard to let go of some people that you've been close to, been ride or die with since knee high. But sometimes to be elevated to where God wants you to go, you got to let them people go. Renew your mind, become new, and God can go ahead and take you to greater and newer heights, man. That's just from personal experience. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise on back to Diva Mary Kay.
Oh, y'all already know how we do, y'all. The spiritual feeding, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button, because we definitely going to be going to the holy lines. We're going to be going to the God lines in a few minutes and letting y'all get. We want to hear from y'all. We want to hear from y'all, because this ain't just our opinion. We have to, this spiritual feeding, so we all at the dinner table. The only thing that we ask you to do, that's right. The only thing we ask you to do is bring your Bible. If you don't have a paper Bible, guess what? You can go to your phone, Google amp for the King James version of the Bible, and that's right on your phone. Y'all already know how we getting down. Definitely want to give a God shout out right now to the chat room, to guest 10145. We see you. Big shout out to
what
you.
What up?
Also, what up? Definitely want to give a shout out to the 214 and the 310. We see y'all live in the building. Welcome to spiritual feeding. And already know, welcome to the funeral, man. I know y'all was like, I got a text saying, welcome to the funeral. Well, who died? We all dying.
We all dying every day.
We all dying.
Are you tired of going to funerals? Man, you can't be tired. You got to go to yours every day.
Every day. Every day. And we did Salvation last week. And this week, you know, we going in and we talking about, you know, after you recommit yourself to Christ and to the Lord, getting yourself back into God and surrendering. I surrender. That's what happens at the end of the day. You surrender.
Yeah.
You surrender. Say, you know what, Lord, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of selling dope. I'm tired of gang banging. I'm tired of tricking. I'm tired of arguing. I'm tired of having baby daddies. I'm tired of having baby mothers. I'm tired of making less than what I'm worth. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of it all. You know, you've been running. You've been trying to chase the good life. But let's peep game, y'all. If once we accept Christ into our life, the good life will start chasing us.
Mm.
We ain't got to chase it.
I send blessings before you.
I send blessings before you. Once you think you're chasing the good life, but once you accept me, big shout out to Donald Shorter, man. Just shout out to Donald Jr., man. That's my brother in Christ, and he gave this great word at Rise. And he said this. He was like, you know, we so busy trying to chase the so-called good life, and all we have to do is accept Christ into our lives and let God take care of all the things, and the good life will start chasing us. Don't you know the good life will start chasing you? I know you're tired. And just to go ahead and piggyback off of, you know, once you get saved, and I'm saved now, what? And it's crazy because we commit ourselves to God. We go in and be like, all right, I found me a church. I found me a church home. And then you get to the point you be like, okay, well, I did all of that. Now what?
What's next?
We're going to tell you what's next. You know, what am I supposed to do next? Now you got to put in work.
Mm.
You got to put in some work. And it starts with the funeral. After you get saved, the reborn, recommitting, renewed in the Lord, you got to have a funeral for your worldly things. And it starts with them people, places, and things. First, we got to start with them people, y'all. If the people around you are not concerned about your salvation, it doesn't matter if it's your mate, your mama, your cousin, sister, brother, best friend, even your dog. If they do not care about your salvation, you're going to have to move on. Because guess what? God is going to call you for some things, and he's going to send some blessings your way. He even going to send a message your way. But if these people are a distraction, God is not going to be able to get through to you. They're going to be stumbling blocks. You're not going to be able to be focused on the word.
Right.
The word, that's the key. The word is getting that word, getting that understanding. You may not understand it at first, and you may feel a little funny at first, but that's okay, because guess what? You being renewed. You are changing for the better, not for the worse. So that's where we got to start. You got to have a funeral for them people. Now let's talk about these places.
Mm.
Got to have a funeral for the places. If you was on the block before you got saved, don't go back on the block until you get your armor right to go back and start saving people.
Right.
How you going to save somebody? Fishermen. How you going to go save somebody and you ain't ready? You can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I know I got ears stay popping, but come on, man, guys, the truth, man. I want you to just shut this little rock for me real quick. All right, man, I can do it one more time, I guess.
You know, let's smoke this last blunt with me. You know, God ain't going to mind. You know he a forgiving God. You know he's going to forgive you for smoking that blunt. You know he's going to forgive you for drinking that drink.
Put this here.
You know he's
going to
forgive you.
And you. Yeah. Take advantage, man. Yeah. Take advantage.
Yeah, take advantage. Take advantage. You ain't got nothing to do. You know, and the devil's going to try every way that he can to get you back. Because y'all see all the places that has the poverty, the crime, the pain and destruction. The devil don't really have to do nothing because he got that. He want to go where he has it, where he doesn't have it.
Where he want to go where the peace is at. He want to go where Keisha's at, he can go. He want to terrorize some new stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He want to terrorize some new stuff. But at the same time, some of us want to terrorize some new stuff, too. Hmm. You know, everything not about the devil. You know, sometimes we just be so into ourselves that we just terrorize some peaceful things that we have going on. You know, and that's just how it is sometimes. You know, we got to give point blame and point the finger always at the devil, and it's never really the devil. It's usually by us. We read it last.
And I'm
last,
glad that you.
Yeah,
I'm
we read that last week in James.
Because, a lot of people say, oh, the devil made you do it. The devil made you do it. Let us give you a little knowledge on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we're going to talk about this whole the devil made me do it. No, he didn't. I know y'all like, what? Excuse me? The devil had nothing to do with that evil thought that I had in my head. Is what is Diva talking about? She got to pump her brakes. Yeah, got to pump the brakes. This what happens. The evil thought is in your first, it's developed in your own mind. It comes from you. Then it turns into lust.
Right.
Then it turns into sin.
Right.
And after sin, it births death.
Mm.
So let's look at it again. The evil thought came from me. I thought about it. I got mad milk. Okay. And then it turned into a sin.
I acted on it.
Well, it turned into lust, excuse me. Then it turned into a sin. And we know sin births death. So the question you should be asking yourself when you're getting these evil thoughts in your head is, when am I going to die? Because I'm killing myself.
All right.
I'm killing me. Because I thought this. You know, the devil really didn't have anything to do with it. You did it freely. Free will. So that's why we talk about these people, places, and things, those places. Even with the people that you know, it could be your family, your friends, you know, even down to a job. You gotta have a funeral for these things. It's about making a commitment and standing firm. I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise, and then we can come back to these things because we're about to take a break and get into some music. I'm ready to uplift all y'all spirits.
I'm ready to bring my boy Des P on, ready to go ahead and holler at Lady G. I'm ready to get it on, talk to some of these callers that's calling in. I'm ready to go ahead and really get into the meat of this and see where everybody's mind is and see who's ready to die today. You know, we've definitely got to, like you were saying, D, we've got to get into them person, them people, places, and things. Like, all that controls your attitude, you know what I'm saying? All that controls your mindset. All that puts you in a place, okay, well, I'm in a club, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and go to the bar, give me a drink. One drink turns into 2 drinks, turns into 10 drinks. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, your thinking is being altered. The things that we do, the things that we watch on TV can also be, you know, can pollute our soul. You know what I'm saying? People that we hang around can also pollute our way of thinking. Who's the bigger influence in who we hang with? You know, is Chauncey the bigger influence than I am? Am I presenting Jesus enough to make Chauncey want to be like, okay, lifestyle you live in is kind of cool? Or is Chauncey still a big influence on my life? You know, to where he's still out here hanging out, you know, doing what he's doing, whoremongering or whatever the case he's doing, you know, just it's not pleasing the guy. So am I being influenced by that, or is he going to be influenced by what I got going on? So we really got to check our surroundings. You know, a lot of times people say, you're not allowed to judge me. God, only one can judge me, but you have to judge people in order to find out who you want to be around. You know, in order to find out who's good for you. It's like, you know, when you find a school that's good for your child, you want to make sure the teachers know what they're doing, make sure that the principals know what they're doing, make sure there ain't no pedophiles around that live in that area. You just got to do your background check. And that's the same thing when it comes to judging. You got to find out who's good for your soul, who's going to help you. Help your salvation prosper. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure when you going through life every day, you got to die to yourself daily. Renew that mind. Get into that word. Pray. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some people got to die not just daily. Some people got to die every second, every minute, every hour. You know, every 30 minutes, every 6 hours. Somebody just got to, you know what I'm saying? Just depend on you. But you got to continue to soak up in his word. That's what it's about. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise on back to Diva Mary Kay.
Pass the praise on the left-hand side. Pass the praise on the left-hand side. Yeah, Oh, this is how we get down, man. We passing the praise on the left-hand side. For those who just tuning in, welcome to Spiritual Feeding, hot topic of the day. Welcome to my funeral. Who ready to die today, man?
Me.
Like, what stuff they got going on? Talking about dying. Yes, we talking about the dying of the flesh. We talking about you being renewed. I know we like, I know y'all like new stuff. I like new stuff. I really like new stuff. We're going to bring our godly guests in. And first, we got to do a chat room check in. Big shout out to guest 10282. We see you and we are thankful that you are here. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in on the hotline. If you're listening in right now, all you have to do is press the one button to
press
your mic open. Press that one button. Press it.
Press the one button
to get your mic open. We're going to bring in our godly guest right now. Dej P is live in the building with us, man. Welcome to the show, King. What's going on? Hold on, we got a little pixelation.
We're going to get you in.
Ben T, I'm about to hang up on you, baby. We're going to call you right back from the show, so don't be alarmed. We got to kill that tone right now. We had to kill Ben T live. We got to make it happen, Captain. I had that happen when Lady G was on the show one time and it was pixelated, so we gonna call him back live on the show.
Lucky winner 92.
Hello.
There you go.
There you go. You're live in the building. It pulled down.
Yes,
let's get your proper intro. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding, Dan T. You got your plate?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, you ready to eat? Well, let's get into it.
Enough said. Music.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Dutch P, man. I know we had, just real quick, man, we had a jerk on the show last week, man, and I think he told me you was part of that keynote camp.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah, the way that hooked up, man, I was at a, we ended up at a function, and we just started talking about things that, you know, we knew each other for a long time, and we never connected on anything. So, you know, I was blessed to be a part of that, you know, that ministry is still going strong, and released the project, I think around February. So, you know, praise God for that.
Yeah, looking for that.
Big shout out to Jerk.
Yeah, big shout out to Jerk, man. He pushed it down,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So when we got, today's topic is Welcome to My Funeral, man. I want you to, like, kind of explain how important it is to die to yourself every day or however many times you have to die according to your faith.
You die daily.
Daily.
There's no other way. Ain't no other way to get by. It's to crucify the flesh is to physically deny yourself of something that's been naturally inherited. Mm. It's like trying to deny yourself of food when you're hungry, or water when you're thirsty.
Right.
But it's a constant struggle. But you got to keep going. You got to know what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it into words, but it's something that you do every day. You got to do it all the time. You
can't it's like a
ritual.
Take a
second off. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
It's like taking a shower. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody take a shower every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm hoping that too.
We definitely got to, you know, and brush your teeth, take care of your hygiene. Let's go ahead and incorporate dying to ourselves as a part of us taking care of our hygiene. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
As far as that taking care of our spiritual hygiene, okay, I know I got to die to myself because maybe yesterday I probably could have went to bed kind of, you know, kind of dirty. So I know this morning, you know, I need to go ahead and wake up, okay, thank the Lord for my day, and then go ahead and jump to my spiritual shower and
exactly.
get some of this world off of me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I can go into the day and be led by the Spirit instead of by my own intellect. When the Bible tells us lean not to our own understanding. You know, we definitely have to not lean not to our own understanding, but get into this word and see what does God think about that. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
And you know, the crucify is a, you know, the old term where they sent you to death, they put you to death. You know, a lot of times when we crucify in our flesh, we just put our flesh on death row. You know, it's still not there yet. It's not crucified yet. It's going to be crucified. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm gonna do it next week. It's only the only time is now. That's for certain.
Right.
So you know, it's very important to continue that ritual, as you call it, and to build up on your word and your spirit, you know.
Wow, so it's on death row.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like an appointed time. Yeah, it's like when people say, I'm going to come to the Lord, but just not just yet, because I don't feel my life is together. So it's pretty much like, okay, I got a certain date in my head, but that date just may not never come.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, some person can be on death row for 30 years. You know,
exactly.
Don't necessarily mean that he died yet. He just waiting to crucify his flesh or crucify him in the natural, you know, shall we say. But this one, he say, you know, we got to do it now. The time is now,
exactly.
Not a great time, but the now time.
Yeah.
We got to be the now generation. You know,
you're definitely right about doing it. We got to be the now generation because just, you know, can be on death row and still keep going up for the board for pills. He just keep going up to the board for pills. And guess what? You're going to end up granting him parole. Because of your flesh, because you ain't really ready to die. And a lot of times, and it's crazy, people, and 310, I see you, I'm about to get to you, the guidelines is lighting up. But a lot of times, you know, we start justifying our behavior, justifying the things that with our lust, our wants.
Ouch.
We so busy thinking about our wants that we ain't concerned about our needs. You said, what I want. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. But the Lord is really asking you, what work have you put in to get what you want from me? You got to put some work in. Instead of going to the Lord and asking for blessings, why don't you ask God for the wisdom and the strength to maintain the blessing? Lord, thank him in advance. Lord, thank you in advance for this blessing that you're about to give to me. But what I'm asking you before I ask you for anything, Lord, can you give me the wisdom and the strength to maintain the blessings that's going to come to me in the long suffering? Because you're going to have to go through something. It just don't happen. God can snap his fingers and give you a blessing, but you need to put some work in. See, we workers, when you recommit and when you recommit yourself and when you surrender and when you tell the Lord that, look, I'm riding for you, fight for that. Even if, you know, even with your mate, the lust, sex,
right. That's
one of the biggest issues that we have. And we're going to keep it real on spiritual
right.
Feeding, y'all. We eating
right.
at this
yeah.
table.
We
right. eating. Y'all may want to clinch your Bible right about now. Sex is the biggest topic.
Right.
Is the biggest meat, you know, is the biggest thing that go on. But when you with your mate and you feel that body getting hot and you want to put some umph in it, you need to just start praying right then and there. I'm telling you. And even your mate going to look at you like you're crazy. Just say, Lord, Father God, bless me, Lord. Father God, bless me right now. Give me the strength to pray down my flesh. I want this. Sex is a gift, y'all. It was a gift. It was a gift from God. This is a gift, so you got to treat it special. So when you laying down with y'all mate and y'all about to get it in, you want this to be a blessing. You want God it to be good in God's eyes. Coming together, you don't just want to be a baby father. You don't just want to be a baby mother. You want to look at this as a real woman and a real man. Yeah, I'm going to melt somebody's eyebrows while with that one. Let's go ahead and get to the... We got you now live on Spiritual Feed, and welcome to the funeral. Me and Mike Mitch holding it down. We got our special guest live in the building with us, Dave. Please don't hurt nobody. His bio is coming soon. Let's go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some love. Let's see where we at. All we ask you to do is be in the quiet background too, y'all, so we can be able to hear you. So we going to the guidelines. Where we at? 310-604. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from? 310-604. Can you hear us?
Where at?
We hear you. All right. We're going to leave that one right there, but you stay tuned because we definitely going to come back to you. I know I am. Let's get into it. Who we got here? 214-475. What's your name and where you calling from? Oh, y'all got to be kidding me.
Don't I want to say nothing tonight.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on? Well, y'all ain't got to be scared. We all family here.
I think you killed them off when we talk about the sex. I think they had to go deny themselves right then.
Like, oh, man. I'm not going to pray. When I'm about to get some, I got to pray my flesh down. Oh, man. It's going to be all right. I promise y'all, it's definitely going to be all right. Let's get back to our godly guest, man. Desi, you got this hot song called My Bio. Tell us about it.
My bio is actually a song that's my bio. And I had a lot of people ask me, you know, how did you start? How did you get into Christian rap? And, you know, I heard this track and I was like, this is it. I'm just going to lay it down in this track right here. And that's pretty much how it came about.
That's very creative. I like how you did that. That's very, very creative. Well, let's go into this song right now. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Freedom. We're about to get into this house hot song by Dej P called My Bio. Let's go.
Born Los Angeles, 1979, January 16th, says she's alive. An asthmatic, cool though, it would disappear as I would grow. Two sisters, two brothers, the middle child, no father, devoted mother, which was handicapped. She had a stroke at 2 years old. How she handled that?
Jesus.
To a poor, with no car to cruise. In my shoes, you can play pick-a-boo. Cut the holes in them, in my clothes too. I had about 3 outfits I recycled. Stayed in church, in the choir stand. Junior deacon, even usher man. Growing up, learned the Christian way. My mama's plan was her baby boy would not stray. This is my bio, buckle your seatbelt, I'll take you for a ride, yo. My journey, path to the presence, from lost to a ministry. This is my bio, buckle your seatbelt, I'll take you for a ride, yo. This is my journey, path to the presence, from lost to a ministry.
Got a little older,
little taller, with the ball in my hand, straight baller. Whoever stick me, learn quickly. On any given night, I can score 50. Basketball was the world that I was living in. When the preacher was preaching, I was dribbling. Took my ball to church, man, I was hurt. When my basketball dreams didn't pan out and work, so I start rapping with the homeboys. When it got too late, we turned down the noise. Using profanity and obscenities. Didn't want my mama to question my Christianity. Formed a rap group, South Central Finest. Got a little buzz, 4 of us united. Released the record and working on the second, which didn't release because the Lord didn't let it.
Ayo,
this is my bio, buckle your seatbelt, I'll take you for a ride, yo. take you for a ride, yo. This is my journey, path to the present, from lost to a ministry. Step sister died at an early age. That's when I thought, yo, I gotta change. At this stage of life, critical. I knew turning to Christ to be pivotal. Life I was living was very pitiful, and everybody was watching me like a centerfold. Or at least that's how I felt. Lord, forgive me for my sins as I prayed and wept. So I stopped rapping, thought it was from the devil. Just wanted to change, help save and go to heaven. Threw away everything music told that I had, and in exchange for spiritual things that made me glad. Just wanted to know more about him. Start living for Christ, not sin. But God told me that I had a ministry. You rap for the world, now turn around and rap for me. This is my bio, buckle your seatbelt, I'll take you for a ride, yo. This is my journey, path to the present, from lost to a ministry. This is my bio, buckle your seatbelt, I'll take you for a ride, yo.
Sway Beats. He's a beast from Florida, and he hooked up two tracks for my album, and which will be out next month. So I'll be on the lookout for that.
You're producing too, though, still, right?
And I took a fee from producing for a little bit just to get the album done and concentrate on the lyrics and everything. But I still got it going, so I plan on getting back in that pretty soon.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I know you was producing some pretty dope tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of cats, man.
A couple of years ago. Yeah, but I'm getting back to that, though. That's part of my love and passion, so I'm most definitely going to get back into that.
That, man. But y'all tune in to Spiritual Feed, and got my boy Des P in the building. You got Diva Mary Kay. I'm your boy Mike Mitch, and we going in and walking to my funeral. Diva Mary Kay, what you got going on over there?
You already know. I'm just watching the hotlines light up. I'm watching I'm going to call it the guidelines, watching the guidelines light up. You know, definitely doing the chat room check-in, doing the Facebook, Twitter. You know, got to put the message out there. We can talk negative. We can definitely talk positive. And that's one thing I want to put it out there. You know, when we, you know, with our friends, well, what we call friends. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, yeah, I got to get that song real fast. I'm going to play that in a few minutes. But, you know, start changing in the conversation. You know, especially women, and men too, because men talk just as much as women. Yeah,
and you know what?
Okay, I'm pretty sure you would, and it's all right to disagree. Thank you, Lord. And we can agree that you're disagreeing, but there it is. But changing that conversation, you know, when you got a negative conversation going on about something that really has nothing to do with the betterment of yourself or for your family, you know, change that conversation. That's not something that you want to indulge in. You don't want to eat that type of food because it's just making it more worse. It's really not helping you. I can care less about what Flavor Flav did. I really don't care what Ray J and Fab is going through. I can care less about a reality show. I'm a reality show. We a reality show.
Right.
You know?
My guys.
Yeah, exactly. This is the reality show, you know, and we get so caught up on entertainment, the quality time. We don't even realize that our phones, our iPads, our PSPs, everything, the government has designed this to separate us. I was at the Boys and Girls Club picking my son up today, and I counted about 8 mothers that came in at the desk. They didn't even look the lady in the face and just said, I'm here to pick up a such and such and such. But they were in their phone, probably texting, Facebooking, whatever that they is. So we definitely want to watch out for this whole media world, because it's actually, you know, putting a block in the middle of us where we get face-to-face, we can't even properly communicate. We don't know what to say.
I had a teacher back in high school, man, used to call, like, television and all these other things that we spend our time doing, call them electronic pacifiers. You know, he's like, man, you just be so stuck on those things. They just, you know, they entertain you, they keep you stuck, and you just lose all focus. You know, you cry if you don't have it. And like, babies cry, they need to pacify. It's like you cry if you don't have it, because you're so dependent on these things.
And you're definitely right about that. And that's another thing of, you know, killing that. I cut the cable in my house for 2 reasons. For one, me and my family won't spend enough quality time together, because I'm the queen in this house. That's just it. And for 2, you know, it really, there's nothing on it. First of all, I save myself about $60, $70 a month. That can go into something more positive. Let's get back to reading. Let's get back to board games. Let's get back to the dinner table.
Right.
Families at the dinner table. We have to cut these phones and stuff off. You know what? Twitter and Facebook is the internet breaking up relationships.
And you know
if
what,
your man,
I can probably agree with that.
It is.
I believe.
If your man or your woman has came to you and said, "Bae, you don't spend enough time with me. You're always on the internet. You're always on Twitter. This and it's so forth or whatever." You need to pay attention for that, because a person is only going to say this a couple of times before they start making an escape route. So if this is where you want to be, then leave them there. You ain't got to just say that. Say it about 3 times. And if they ain't showing you no more love and y'all ain't going out, but on the weekends everybody's sitting around with their face in a laptop or in a phone, there is a problem. How is it that I can be in the bathroom while I'm downstairs and you texting me, talking about, can you come here for a second? What is that? Where you at? I'm downstairs. I'm in the house. I'm down here. Get me. Laziness, man. I'm going to pass the praise, man.
That's real talk you're talking about, too, man. I've been convicted of that myself. You know, a lot of times I do be in my phone. You know, I try to justify, but I guess it does take away from the quality time you can spend, you know. So I guess, you know, what you just spoke, Mary Kay, was confirmation, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I do need to get out my phone and put it down to the side and, you know, let it breathe a little bit, man. But I want to get back to Mr. Dej P here. And see, you got any upcoming shows coming up out there in LA or anywhere else around the world?
I got one show set up for November 12th at Club Judas. Gonna be heads up FM. Gonna be there. DJ Elder, Word Mala, and it's gonna be pretty hot. So it's gonna be adventure. So mark that on your calendars.
Yeah, definitely. Club Judah is definitely a spot to be right there off of, I'm not mistaken, Manchester and Western and Los Angeles, California. It definitely goes down to Club Judah, man. They definitely put it down for, you know, since I've been going there, a lot of gospel rappers gave them a platform. A lot of churches trying to excommunicate them outside the church. They ain't like that inside the church. But Club Judah, you know, was one of the first, you know, there in Food Divine was one of the first ones that actually catered to, you know, those doing the gospel rap, man. And I applaud them for that. Definitely.
Yeah, 8 years and counting.
8 years, huh? Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. How long have you been doing a Christian rap?
Oh, I've been doing, it's been about 6-7 years, somewhere around there.
Wow. How important is it to kill your flesh even when you're writing your music?
You know, as a secular artist switching over to Christian rap, that was an issue for me, because I was still murdering people in my lyrics. You know, it was like, you still can't see me in Jesus Saves. I had to change that. And I, you know, about a month ago, I went through some of my old recordings, and I was like, wow, how much has I grown?
Wow.
You know, it was all about me, even though I was trying to say it was about he. But, you know, I've grown so much, and I don't even think about it. It's just all about glorifying God in the music now. It's just, you know, it's all about God.
Now, when you look at the at say like some of the younger cats that may have just been got saved, or you know, just always wanted to rap, you know, always had that zeal. Like when you know how when you say I do to Christ, and you got that zeal, I want to do something for him, and then you end up going into okay, I want to rap. You know, so you got these young cats, maybe 18, 19, 20 years old that want to rap now, but they're lacking maybe some scriptural content. You know what I'm saying? It end up being like what you're talking about. You know, all about you, and even though I'm the best to ever do this gospel rap, can't nobody see me praise Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you mentor some of these young dudes, or is there, you know, or some, I know some people may just be like, oh, they tripping, or, you know, instead of actually grabbing the hand and say, hey, you know, when you're doing this thing, you got to pretty much put some lyrical content, some scriptural content in your music as opposed to just rapping, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I encourage everybody that's doing it, even if you're not called to do it, you might bless somebody
doing it.
And so you know, I encourage them and to do it the right way, and not putting them down at all, because we're supposed to edify the body. So you know, they might be just spiritual babes. You know, you gotta you know, you gotta weed them into that. And, you know, when they do something good, you know, everybody likes the job, you know, you did, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a big thing. And that's about me is, you know, when I became saved, I didn't even want to do rap. You know, I didn't even want to rap more. My music was through everything that wasn't traditional gospel. I took it in the trash. I thought rap was devil. You know, like, oh, I'm never going to do that again.
Right.
But, like, on my bio, what I was talking about in that song is that, you know, I was fighting with it. God was speaking to me to do it for him, and I would refuse. I was like, no, that's not God. That just can't be God, because rap is for the devil. That's devil music. And I was serious, you know. I was serious. So it took me a while to really get to that point of even listening to a Christian rap CD. And the first CD I ever heard was a cross movement CD called Holy Culture. And on the one of the interludes called Laborers, it talks about using your gift that you got, that you used to glorify yourself in the world, use that and turn it around for the good of God. And just listening to the CD, you know, all the way through, and that interlude, you know, God just shined a light on me. He's like, see, I've been trying to tell you this the whole time. And I'm like, oh, okay, forgive me, Lord. And, you know, it started from that. So I just pray that the people coming up, well, my struggle was something else, you know, just rap was evil. Their struggle.
Yeah.
What's them?
You said a struggle was what?
I went through it for a short amount of time, maybe two, and I didn't consciously do it. It was just a, you know, and it ended up that way.
Well, that's definitely something that you know, we need to take into consideration when we pick up that medium of just doing Christian rap, man. We definitely want to soak into that word, man, and kind of, you know, sometimes we got to sit down and be taught the word in order for us to go out and preach it, you know what I'm saying? We got the same job as a preacher does, for the most part, as far as preaching the gospel. You know, we just do it in a different method, you know, but it's all the same message. You know, so I definitely applaud you for going ahead and sticking with it, man, and staying true to it. doing it for God, and, you know, getting together with, like, purpose and getting a jerk and all these other cats, man, that's actually out here doing it, man. They ain't never changed since I've known them. Never changed. So, you know, that's part of dying to your flesh, man. Welcome to my funeral, because every day we have to die. I'm going to go ahead and pass the praise back over to Diva Mary Kay.
I definitely like, you know, that you guys, that you brothers put that out, because it's so important, because a lot of times, you know, to die to your flesh, to understand exactly what you're doing and exactly what you're saying and what's going on. And in order for you to properly be able to minister the word of God through any type of style, because we do it through rap, R&B, you know, rock, you know, Latinos, however you want to do it. And speaking of music, genres of music, you have to get the word in the inside of you. You have to study the word. You have to get understanding of the word. And if you don't understand the word, you have to find you. And that's why it's so important for you to have a church home. It's important for you to have a church home. And a lot of people say, I ain't got to go to church to be a Christian. You're right. You don't have to go to church to be a Christian, but the word, the reason why you, one of the reasons why you go to the church is to get the word. That's just basically it, is to get the word. That's one of the main reasons why you go there. And a lot of us make the mistake of going to church to see what's going on with the church. Ain't nothing wrong with examining the church. But then you start idolizing your pastor. Stop it. Stop worshiping him like he's a god. He is not a god. Your pastor is a messenger. There is no reason why you should feel intimidated by your pastor or put him up on a pedestal, because all you're doing is hurting him. He is a human. He is a human, a man. So when you go into, that's all he is. He is a messenger. Messenger, a man messenger, a woman messenger. They are there. They are a tool to be used. So don't get all caught up in, you know, idolizing and working
in the status.
Yeah, in the status. That's dangerous. That's dangerous for the church, the pastor, and you. That's it. And you have to find you a church home, because, first of all, these are people that's in, the people that's coming to the church have the same purpose and the same beliefs as you. Let's be real. When you at home on Sunday, do you really sit down with your family, get your plate, your Bible, bring your family and sit down and read the word of God and get it, understand it, breaking it down, doing it verbatim? I'll wait. Okay. Now, this is the reason, these are houses of God. Do you notice that on every two blocks there's a church? It's the reason why they're there, because the word of God is in there. And it was just like this, it's kind of like this story. It was a man that came home, and he was at the front door. He said, "Honey, I'm home." But he didn't get no response. So he went in the living room. He said, "Honey, I'm home." She still didn't answer. So he went in the kitchen where he was at, and by this time he was frustrated. He said, "Honey, I said I was home." She said, "For the third time, I said, hey, baby, and dinner is ready." See, the moral of the story is you got to get close to God to hear God. How can you not, how could you hear me and you not close enough to hear what I'm saying? If you outside my door right now and my door is closed, and you trying to speak to me, I can't hear you. I need you to get close to me so you can hear what I'm saying. So you have to get close to God to hear what he's saying, to be able to break down some of those difficult scriptures that's not in your time, that you don't understand. Because people in there that God has called and anointed to be able to break down these scriptures and what it's saying to you and break it down in layman's terms. It's important.
Exactly.
And one good thing about it, because when we get saved and whatnot, it's like, I'm saved now, what? All right, now, you know, I had a funeral for my worldly things. And remember, if you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. Who you want to beef with? Let's think about it. Who you really want to beef with? Right. So now you're killing these worldly things. and that's fine. Now you got to start putting on your armor. You got to start putting, now you got to start getting weapons. No weapons formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work. But you got to start putting that armor on, and you got to have an army with you. That's your sisters and brothers in Christ. See, when you go to their house, they joyfy. They praising the Lord. They always got food on deck, and we always know that. Church always got food on deck. They always They always got that encouraging word. You know, they going by Bible principles. Ain't nobody cussing. Ain't nobody fussing. Ain't nobody crying. I got into a it takes to me in music. But, you know, that's some of the things. You get yourself a Bible, and I would encourage you to get a for men, to get a men's daily Bible, and for women, get a women's daily Bible. Get a Bible, and you can go to Barnes and Nobles. This is a great investment. Get you a yearly Bible. Get you a Bible that you read every day. It gives you a scripture. It gives you a short story. It shows you how to apply it, and it gives you a prayer. Get you a daily Bible. So this way, every day, you know, this word is available for me today. Every day, I got to feed my spirit. When you wake up in the morning, before you even put, you know, that egg McMuffin or them sausage pancakes, biscuits, whatever, in your mouth, feed your spirit first. Because your spirit is so important. You can't live without it. You just flesh. You started off as a spirit.
Right.
You just flesh.
Right.
God molded you from the dirt, and then He spoke and into you.
Exactly. That devotional time is definitely, you know, a great way to kill your flesh. You know, spending that time. If you know you got to be working at 8 o'clock, it's good to get there at 6:30. 6:15 to spend time with God before you start rushing, you know, to get to work. You know, you want to spend that time with God because you never know what you might be walking into as soon as you walk into your job. You know, so the devotional is definitely your alone time with God. Get you a spot in your home, you know, where it's your sacred place, you know what I'm saying? And you just, whether it be your closet, whatever, you know, you just go in there and this is my time where I talk to God and sit there long enough to listen. You know, it's not all about you telling him what you want, making your request, and, you know, get up and go. He's like, hold up. I need to say something to you now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the devotional, the praise and the worship, you know, setting the atmosphere, all that is good to help kill your flesh, because then you start worshiping him. Your eyes get off you, get off your situation, get off your problem, and then go on to him. And look up to him. He said, cast your burdens up to me, for I care for you. You know, he wants to take care of things for us. He wants to get the glory out of every situation, saying everything. Make sure you leave enough room for me to get glory. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we want to say, I did this. I got it. Don't worry about it, God. I got it. And that's when we start killing our flesh. Because the only thing we want to do is make a bigger mess. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to be Jesus Jr. Stop trying to be Jesus Jr. If God needed your help, he would ask you for it. Point blank, period. If you bring something to God and you ask him to take care of it, he put it in the pot. The pot is hot. Don't touch it. It's hot. Because a lot of us start asking the Lord to do some things for us, and then we turn around less than 24 hours and try to do it ourselves. You know, and I like what you're saying, you know, having that quality time. It is quality time. Having that quality time with the Lord before you go anywhere. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. You cannot be ashamed, for your salvation, everywhere that you go. You say, thank God. My supervisor, you know, she was talking about Christmas and how we can't say have a blessed day and this, and this, and that, and so forth. And I told her, I said, I definitely respect that, because some people don't believe in God. But if it is somebody that come up in here that want to witness with me, guess what's going to happen? I'm letting you know ASAP. ASAP. it's going down. And she respect that because I'm fighting for this. I'm fighting for my salvation. I'm fighting for this. I believe in God. I love God. I love him. And he loved me. Even when I was in the world, and even when I, with my own feeble thinking, and I still do silly stuff, he still forgive me. How good is that to have somebody that loves you for who you are and who you will never be?
All right.
Can you really say that about your mate, that you love me for who I am and who I'll never be? That's going to come from the Lord. You know, and that's one thing that you got to, yeah, you got to say that for yourself too. Like, do I love my mate for who they are and who they'll never be? Am I trying to change them? And once you start, you know, getting into the Lord and getting the word and start chasing in the Lord, do not despise the chasing of the Lord. You got to understand that this dead weight is going to start to fall off of you. It's going to start to fall, and God is going to start to remove some things in your life. And you may be with somebody that you think that you love. You think you love them. Matter of fact, you may know that you love them. But you have to sacrifice some things. Jesus was crucified. You know, what are you willing, how far are you willing to go? How obedient, how down are you for Jesus, like for real? And that's when the testing come in, when the hard times, when you still praise my name deep down in the valley when there is no light, because I am the light, I am the way.
Right.
We gotta start, you know, when things start happening to us, and when we, and it, a lot of times we think things are blessings, but they not. Again, we start justifying. Those who just tune in, you tune in live, the spiritual feeding. You, me, Diva Mary Kay, Mike Mitch, we live, Dead Tree, special guest. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Yes, y'all know what time it is. We about to get into one of these hot songs, and it's testimony time. Testimony. How we do testimony time, man. This is a time that we set aside in the show, and we go to the God lines, and we just let y'all testify of how good God has been to y'all and the things that he has done for you and how he changed things around. And even you can put out a prayer. We will pray for you, man.
Yeah,
we definitely love praying for you. This is what we here for. Use us as a tool. God loves us. He rose. We're about to get into some just praise, and when we come back, it's testimony time. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rose up again. Who could stop him? Christ is the truth. Tell me who could stop him. In the Father's hands, tell me who could drop him. When he said it's finished, earth shook but couldn't rock him. Rose on the third, through sin in reverse. I'm covered in his blood, yet redeemed from the curse. Altar a life, who could measure his worth? A true life giver, real seed to your dirt. Mighty is his name, clouds bow when he stands. Power in his voice, you will break at command. Way above your thoughts, what man can understand? Legions of angels, won't you try and count the sands? He's the realest, tell me if you feel this. If the devil's sick, then Christ is the illest. Holy Spirit fire, dog who could chill it. Way above diamonds, no way you could build it. He rose up again with all power in his hands. Rose up again with all power in his hands. He took all sin, took all sin, but then he rose up again with all power in his hands. Death couldn't hold him, who can't stop him? Death couldn't hold him, who can't stop him? He rose up again. He rose up again, yeah, he rose up again with all the power and the pain.
Hey, shout out to Just Praise. I'm digging that there. Shout out to Just Praise, man. Tell my boy to call up here one day.
definitely gonna have him call in. We gonna text Jess Praise right now. I'll be like, Jess Praise, they said call in. What's up? What's up? We can definitely make that happen. Jess Praise will call in live. Big shout out to Jess Praise. I'm glad that y'all like that. We got more banging joints for him, just like that. P man, I'm grateful to still be able, because I'm an 80s baby, so I'm grateful to get it now, and it has God's word in it. Because, you know, you can have swag and worship God. Why can't you? And me and, like Mitch was talking about this, and he was saying, you know, the times change, but the word does not change, but it is still applied to the changing times. Let me say that again, because that's like a tongue twister. The time change, but the word doesn't change. But the word is still applied to the changing times. That's powerful.
Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff right there. I like that, man. Hey, but I'm just going to, real quick before we get into the testimony time, I definitely want to get back into what you were saying about your job, about how, you know, sometimes you can't say, you know, like now you say happy holidays, you can't really say Merry Christmas or things of that nature. You know, I'm like, wow. So that's why the presence of God has to be very evident in the home. You know, because they're taking God out of schools, they're taking them out and replacing them with nonsense. You know, replacing them with homosexuality, replacing them with all these other things that has no edification at all. You know, it's just nothing but, you know, showing that, you know, trying to cut off the reproduction of man, you know, and stuff of that nature, man. We really got to show that Jesus Christ is evident in our home just by us soaking into that word and being able to pour out into our children things of this nature. We definitely have to make sure of that, man, because, you know, when they go outside from us, then, you know, what they going to school to, you know, you just never know. You can't even, you know, even at your job, you can't really say, you know, talk about God at all, you know, but you can cuss all day. You can, you know, do all these other things, but you can't do say nothing that's edifying the body, you know, because somebody may get offended. Well, I'm offended from you cussing. I'm offended from you talking about that. But, you know, you know, can I complain about that? And would I do something about that? But if I say Jesus real loud, you know, you might fire me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy. That's why I say we really got to die to ourselves and, you know, have a funeral every day and make sure that we spend enough time in this word so we can be equipped to go out every day and minister to somebody. You know what I'm saying? When we pray that God sends someone our way that we can help, you know, or even help us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the time when right when we need to die, you know, somebody come and just get, you know, help us die. You know what I mean? Kind of, you know, it'd be a suicide, homicide type thing. You know, I wanted to kill myself, but you kind of helped me, you know, put the dagger in my heart, man, to kind of, you know, kill my flesh, man. So sometimes we really got to get into the meat of it all, man. But when you go to testify, man, I definitely want to, you know, let our guest go ahead and, you know, give his glory to God and start it off.
Oh, man, definitely. You're right about that. And I'm going to say it like this. You know, let me get fired for praising Jesus.
It's going to be some hell going on in there.
Jesus. It's going to be some hell going on there. Like, who the hell got the gate open? Yeah, it's going down. But y'all make sure y'all follow Dej P, man. Follow him on Facebook. Well, friend him on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ Dej P, that's D-E-D-G-E-P. If you didn't get it, that's great, because the shows are recorded. You can always go back and listen. We're going to put all his information in the chat room, all his links. You can also follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/ Dej P, and also follow www.twitter.com/NuffSaidMusic. You can hit him up on MySpace, myspace.com/NuffSaid the group. And you can check them out on Shout Life, shoutlife.com, Nuff said the group. And all of these links are going to go in the chat room right now. So you can go in there, check them out, everything that he got going. You got upcoming events coming, is that right?
Well, like I said earlier, the only one I have planned right now is November 12th at Club Judah. Start at 7, so everybody, mark it out on your calendars. Come through, support. It's a free event. You know, so DJ Elder will be there, Word Malah, and I think Survivor Q will be there. So, yeah, we'll have a good time. So, hopefully everybody come out that's available. you know, come praise the Lord with us.
Definitely.
Almost definitely, man. Just Praise is here.
Where he at?
Just Praise, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. They were just talking like, shout out to Just Praise. Where you at, man? Yo, we got our special guest right now. We got Dad P live in the building with us. I got my co-host, my holy co-host, Mike Mitch live in the building.
Yeah.
We're about to get into testimony time. Holler at us, man. So now we about to get into this testimony time. This is how it go down, y'all. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button so you can get your and so you can testify and let us know what God has done for you and how good he is. We're going to give you about 4 to 5 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. And when you hear the music stop, matter of fact, you get 2 minutes and 48 seconds. When you hear the music stop, we got to pass the praise on the left-hand side. All right, y'all? Y'all got it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to definitely start with our special guest because it will only be right. It's testimony time. Let's go.
Yeah, first of all, I thank God because it was a time in my life that I wasn't doing the right things. I wasn't right. God definitely has changed me and directed me in the right directions. And, you know, I thank God because at one time in my life, I didn't want to live. There's a time where I didn't want to wake up in the morning. There's a time that I'm going through a divorce that really hurt me, that I would never survive from that. And,
yeah.
God has really just lifted his hands on me and just brought me out. And just, wow.
Yes.
Still there?
It's all right. It is all right. We appreciate that, man. Let's go ahead and move on. Where we at? 310, you want to testify, 310? You there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey.
I am fine. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from the city of Compton. I'm at work right now. My name is Donna, and my manager told me to listen to you guys' station.
Oh, fantastic.
First, giving honor to God, I'm sorry, because I'm still was on your theme of the funeral.
Okay.
I'm sitting here, and I was very interested into what you guys were saying, but at the same time, I wanted to know, what do I do to prepare myself for that funeral? What scriptures do I go to find how I, you said, kill your flesh every day, that you must die every day? These are things that I was waiting to hear now, right now, and I think got a little lost.
Oh, no problem. Well, the scriptures you can go to, the first one would be you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the scripture you can refer to is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The second one would be Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
Okay.
Another one is Romans 1, verse 16.
And all of this is telling me how to kill the flesh, or is telling me
you can definitely go into that. And as far as killing your flesh, you know, it's the lust woman. We got a lust woman in the inside of us. She's an unwanted roommate. You know, you just can't evict her. You know, you got to go through a couple of steps to start to get her up out of there. It's like nobody can evict you out of your home. They got to go through some steps to go through. So the first thing you want to do is, you know, have you recommitted yourself? Are you saved?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's great. And you have a church home?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you got to just keep saying, go ahead, Queen.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, no, you just be going through your certain situations, and right now I know that I'm dealing with something, and right now I know that I need to kill the flesh. I know that, you know, something in me must die, and I know that sin also comes to my mind first. I know that in my heart. These are things that I do know, and those are the things that will have me to react, but I when I heard that thing, funeral, it just caught my eye. It just done something. So that's why I was kind of waiting for you guys to really discuss that, you know, elaborate on that. I mean, I understand.
I hear your guests,
and I understand all of that, and, you know, the gospel rappings and all of this. But I was really interested in about this funeral. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a funeral for your flesh every day. It's every day. Whatever that you know for yourself was not pleasing in God's eyes, where can you go that you can hide from the Lord? Nowhere. You can't go anywhere. And once you give it to God, you got to leave it to God. You can't try to be Jesus Jr. and go back
exactly.
and try to fix it. You know, and go back and try to fix it. And you have to make that commitment. You got to stand strong. If I'm not going to do this no more, I'm not going to do this no more. If you wouldn't cheat on your man, why would you cheat on God? And it got to be a severity for you. Because just like we said, you know, earlier in the show, with this whole sin coming about, it starts with a thought from within ourselves. It turns into
exactly.
lust.
Exactly.
And then after lust, it turns into a sin. And then it produces death. So you got to think to yourself, I'm killing my own self. What day am I going to die? Whatever
okay.
I'm going through, when am I going to die?
Right.
When am
it's
I going
about,
to go
about
there
being,
and be obedient?
Right. It's about being tired of your situation. You know, hey, if I'm tired of going through such and such, you know, I have to put in myself. This is something I want to do. As far as I want to stop. Whether it's if I'm whoremongered, I want to stop whoremongering. When am I going to make that decision to really say, okay, Mike, today enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? I have to really die to myself, and it's like every day because, okay, I may be able to die today, but tomorrow I may not be able to die. You know what I'm saying? I may not have what it takes to kill myself. So it's like every day we have to surround ourselves with people, you know, that's like-minded, those that can encourage us, those that can speak word into our lives, those that can, you know, continue to help us die. It becomes just getting out of yourself. When we say die, it just means getting out of your flesh, getting out of yourself, getting out of your own mind that, hey, this is how life is supposed to be, and it's not supposed to be like that. If you know you're not in God's will, then, and you know, for me personally, being out of his will is scary for me. You know, because I know what being in his will is like. You know, it was a sense of protection. It was a sense of security. It was a sense of, I know he's going to take care of this for me. But the moment I got out of it and started realizing, okay, I need to try to do this for myself, that's when I started messing things up for myself. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to a funeral, you know, it's just about getting out of yourself, you know, renewing your mind daily, getting into the word. I don't know who your supervisor is. Like, I don't know. Where you calling from, Compton?
Compton, I believe it's, her name is Jackie.
You at? Oh, you okay. Definitely. So that's definitely one you might want to talk to, you know, because she definitely knows the word of God. You know, she knows that can really, you know, kind of embody you and wrap you in, you know, and take you in as one of their own and say, hey, this is what you need to stop doing or this is what you need to do to kind of help kill your flesh. It's just getting out your own way. You know, that's
pretty much what she ministered to me, my manager. She ministered to me a lot, and she the one told me to call and to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thank you guys for it. I'm going to
take
time out to go. Huh?
We love you, man. We love you.
Thank
we don't
you.
Have to
thank
know you,
you
to love you. We
love
you.
I love you guys, too.
You.
We love each other
and
in Christ.
Definitely.
Yes, and we care about your salvation. And it's important. It's important. When you stand faithful, the heavens are rejoicing every day. Right. When you stand faithful and staying obedient, oh, man, the joy that's coming over you, it's already there. Get your inheritance. It's yours.
Thank you very much. I know you still got your testimonies going on, so I'm taking up all your time. But
thank you. It's enough time for you, friend.
And I will listen again, and I'll let you know about the scriptures that I have read. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to read them.
Definitely. Okay. Tell my mama I love her.
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
That's definitely a blessing. That's definitely a blessing. Oh, man. Thank you, Father God, for just using us as a tool for your will and not our own, that we don't get puffed up in our own self. It is not about us, Lord. We are tools to be used for your victory, for your word. Woo.
Definitely.
Testify, man.
What just plays that?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Now, Mama, bad, my bad.
Like, we're just praising. Hold on, well, let me get him. My bad.
Yeah. Hey, just praise, man. I just got a one quick question for you, man. Just to kind of, we going in on this rock to my funeral real quick, man. Tell, why don't you just tell people how you help, how you assist in killing your flesh on a daily basis.
Well, I realize that everything starts in the mind. Like Christ said, repent for the kingdom of God has come.
Yeah.
Repentance is basically transforming your mind. It didn't mean that's forgiveness, but it meant be transformed, be renewed by your thinking. And so I understand that everything that a person does in their heart, like God says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is the man.
So he is.
So I know everything starts with a seed. If I begin to think about it, and I don't begin to speak the blood of Jesus or loose the blood of Jesus on that seed to uproot that seed, then that thing is going to get into my heart, and then my heart is going to produce the action in my life. So I know that if I start thinking about something, it's only a matter of time before it gets into my heart. But I know that I'm covered in flesh. I know I'm covered in this thing that loves sin, that loves everything that is not of God. You know, like the word says, the kingdom of God, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So I know that flesh is everything against, you know, what I stand for. So I really do have to understand is that by being covered in this thing, you're going to come through some obstacles, and these things are going to try to come and try to take over your life. But what you do know is that the power of God, the grace, the power of the Holy Spirit, that's right there that you can lean back on, because it's not up to you to try to destroy you or try to, you know, keep yourself decreased, because it gets tiring. It's bigger than you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get on my knees, man, and I say, Father, you know, I confess that. I bring that thing in the light. You know, whatever's in the darkness of my heart, I confess it. You feel me? I bring it to the light. Like, Father, this is in my heart, and this is what you said. By me confessing this thing, bring it into the light, it loses its power. But
right.
By me holding the thing inside of me and being quiet, that thing actually masters me. It controls me. It governs me. It's something that it can't do. So, you know, that's how I do, man. I confess it. I be honest to my people. I be honest to my brothers and sisters. You know, man, when I'm going through some things, I let them know, you know, hey, I'm battling with this, man. Pray for me, because, you know, when 2-3 gather, he's in a mist.
Right,
you know what I mean? You
definitely
can't be ashamed of that. You know, you're going to fight. You're going to battle some things. You're going to deal with some lust. You're going to deal with some hatred, with some anger. But that's sort of the things that the flesh feels, but that's not who you are. The flesh and you are two different things, you know. And it's real talk, man. It's tight.
Definitely, man. I definitely agree with that. He said, confess it, man. Show it. Bring it to light, man. Help burn that thing up. So it won't take control of your life no longer, man. That's definitely, okay, that's real good right there, man.
Yes,
that's definitely real talk.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, no, God is truly amazing, man. But it all goes back to you really understanding, you know, your purpose. You can't,
there
you go. Something that, you know, without you even coming into, you know, power, coming to existence, you know, you God didn't ask for your 2 cents. So you know that if he created you, you knew he had a purpose for you from get-go. You know what I mean? He expected everything that you were going to do. He saw it beforehand. He saw it ahead of time, and he knew exactly what you would do. So he prepared those ways of escape for you. But the only thing we do is we get into ourselves and try to fix the problem ourselves, and then we begin tiring. We get so exhausted that we begin to blame God for what we go through, other than saying,
right,
Father, you knew everything that I was going to do. So come right now, help me out the situation, because you saw it ahead of time. So I need you. And he's right there at your side, man. You know, he's a dad, real talk.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. That's good stuff right there, man. Appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah, man, that's what
we need. What that guideline looking like, Diva Mary Kate?
Yeah, I already know. Let's go to the guidelines and get some more love. Where we at? We got about 10 more minutes before it's time for us to get out of here. 214. Oh, excuse me. My bad. 323-606, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you calling from? 323-606? All right, cool. We're going to end this note on the testimony. How you want to do this, Mike Mitch? You want to start it off and I end it, or you want me to start it off and you end it? Because it's about
I'll go ahead and start him off. You know, I don't have no problem starting
start
him off.
Start it up. Well, go ahead then.
Man, first off, man, I wanna thank Diddy Mary Kay for bringing me in as a co-host, man. This is something I definitely needed. You know, this kind of helps me kill my flesh on a daily basis, so I won't come in here just, you know, just all willy-nilly trying to help somebody else when I need help myself. So, therefore, you know, I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for my family, for my fiance, for my unborn child, for my child that's here. I thank God for everything he's doing in my life, man, helping me, repositioning me into a new place in him, getting me back to my rightful position, you know. So I'm seated with him in heavenly places. So I definitely got to take him at his word and understand who I am in Christ and my purpose, my worth, with who he say I am. And I just thank God for my mother, my father, man, just my whole family, man, and all those that my extended family, all my friends and all that other stuff, man, all the Jazzy management, you know, Jazzy himself, everybody, man, I kind of just helped pour value into my life, man. So that's it, man, you know, just what God is doing and everything. I thank God for my brother Dez P, Just Praise, for calling in and sharing some light on the Walking to My Funeral situation, man, because we definitely need to kill ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely. I definitely thank you for that, Mike Mitch. It's a blessing to have you co-hosting with me. I'm so thankful that God, you know, put it on my heart to just reach out to you, you
man,
know, so
definitely.
We can be able to do this thing together. Father God, I thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of those days. Father God, I thank you for who you are, but not what you do. I just thank you for you being you, for who you are, Lord. I thank you for continuing to bless my family, blessing the show, my Christian family. It has been 1 year, Lord, and I have been through some ups and downs, but something is special about this year. The joy was not removed, Lord. And I thank you for giving me a church home. I thank you for Rise. Big shout out to my Rise team. I thank you for the youth that came back to Christ. 8 children came back to Christ Saturday night at Rise. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all, even in the next one that comes in the adults, let's just do it in more and more and more. Thank you for using me as a tool, Lord, getting this spiritual feeding, having the table, Lord. When they come to the table, they bring they plate, a.k.a. they Bibles, because we eat and we are getting spiritual feeding, Lord. I thank you for continuing to use me as a tool, a woman that was broken and shattered and scattered and confused and down and deep down to my lowest. But
yes,
you use me, little old me, Lord. Thank you for using me. Thank you for showing me that I was worth saving no matter what I did. I thank you for helping me get out my own way, my own thinking. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for the people who are in my life. Lord, I bless you. I thank you. I thank you for whenever any temptation has risen up against me, that now I have armor to be able to fight against it. Because I didn't have that before. Matter of fact, I did have it. I just didn't take advantage, Lord. And I thank you for giving me the wisdom on today to take advantage of my armor, my weapons that I have, to not to only fight for myself, but to fight for those who you call, say, your children.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much, Father.
Thank you for my smile. Thank you for my grace. Thank you for grace today, the things that you gave to me that I didn't deserve. Thank you for mercy, the things that you withholding from me that I ain't ready yet. Thank you for correction.
Uh-huh.
I'm so thankful, Lord. I'm thankful when you correct me. I no longer get mad and throw a fit and want to cut people. But I thank you, Lord, for blessing me, man. I just ask that you continue to bless those up under our voices. Let them have gotten something from it today. Today, die. Die. Every day, die. And you will be renewed. I'm just so thankful, man. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful. I can't say it enough times that I'm thankful. I'm not ashamed of the Lord, and I will worship you wherever I go, in the brightest and the darkest of areas, especially the dark places. Especially the dark places, especially the hard times. I'm going to smile for you.
Say that. Thank you, God.
Man, God is so good, man. I'm just thankful for just praise Mike Mitch, everybody that called in tonight, everybody that got the word tonight. We're going to do this again next Monday. We do this each and every Monday. We might have to do another show and call it the Spiritual Feeding Dessert, y'all, because y'all ain't ready. God loves you. We out of here, man. Before we get out of here, we got to end it with a prayer. Go ahead, Mike Mitch, we're going to get out of here with some God Loves You by Just Praise.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the lives that may have been changed. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for Dej P coming in, blessing us, for Just Praise coming in, blessing us. We appreciate everything that you do for us, Father. We thank you. We love you, not just for what you do for us, but just because of who you are, for you being our sovereign God, for you being our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We just thank you for everything, all the blessings that you bestow upon us. Continue to be with us, guide us, continue to show us your mercy and your grace, and keep our heads of protection around us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Follow Mike Mitch. You can actually Google us, because God has blessed us that much.
Yeah, definitely.